With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. Investigators have concluded that the leak of a Wisconsin Supreme Court abortion order last year was likely deliberate, but they were unable to determine who was responsible. The investigation, called by Chief Justice Annette Ziegler, it came after the June leak of a draft order showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood, which seeks to declare access to abortion a right protected by the state constitution. A week after the leak, the court issued the order accepting the case. An investigator's report released Wednesday failed to identify who was responsible for the leak, despite interviewing all seven justices and dozens of others. The school district of Rhinelander is keeping people updated on the Hodag Dome repair progress. The dome was damaged after the backup generator failed during the ice storm at the beginning of April. Repair crews have been able to remove a significant amount of water from the dome surface. They hope to have the rest of the water removed by this week, with the goal of reinflating the dome next week. The schedule is weather dependent. Once the dome is reinflated, the focus will shift to repairing three known structural tears located near the main support pole, a light fixture, and the northeast corner of the dome. The goal is to complete all repairs by the end of May. The district is also working closely with its insurance provider to fully investigate the cause of the generator failure and to identify steps to prevent similar issues in the future. The Rhinelander Area Food Pantry is now serving more than 1,000 households. It's a record number for the pantry. Included in that, the pantry is now serving more kids than ever before. Executive Director Courtney Smith says very few of the people they serve are unemployed or unhoused. Many are what's often referred to as asset limited, income constrained, employed, or ALICE households. In Oneida County, about 36% of households fall at or under this threshold.
So these are just your neighbors and your friends and your family, or it may be that person that you work with and you don't realize that the cost of living is just so challenging to meet that they're dipping in and supplementing their household income.
Smith says the food pantry is able to meet this higher demand, though it is also facing new challenges in providing food. A USDA program that provided roughly $75,000 worth of fresh produce, meat, and cheese from local farmers last year was canceled earlier this year.
Produce is super expensive and super perishable. It's something that if we invest into that, we've got to get right back out the door. And if I'm going to buy food for the food pantry, we're going to buy butter, or we're going to buy frozen meat or something along that line. So we do really rely on these programs for that fresh produce.
Smith says they were expecting the now canceled USDA program to provide double what it did last year. More states are eliminating sales tax on groceries. Wisconsin doesn't have a sales tax on groceries, though some things like soda, candy, and prepared foods are taxable. Arkansas's governor signed a bill earlier this month to end the tax, joining Illinois, Oklahoma, and Kansas that have all made the same move within the last year. As Harvest Public Media's Jim Meadow reports, others are considering it.
Only a handful of states still charge sales taxes on groceries, including South Dakota and Missouri. Lawmakers in Missouri are considering legislation to end it. Amanda Berry with the group In Power Missouri says the state's residents spend an average of $60 a month just on taxes for groceries.
And so $60 a month to a person who may only be making $2,000 a month, of course, is disproportionate compared to somebody who may be making $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month.
The bill in Missouri would also phase out local grocery taxes, which has raised concerns from municipalities over lost revenue. I'm Jim Meadows, Harvest Public Media.
The Grand Theater in Wausau will see some major renovations over the next 2 years as they prepare to usher in their second century of serving central Wisconsin. The last major renovation to the theater was done over 40 years ago. Now they're slated to have renovations completed by the end of 2027. That will include new seats, paint, carpet to the theater itself. The Great Hall will transform into more of a modern space that can hold its own events and concerts while maintaining the authentic Grand Theater look and feel. Sean Wright is the Grand Theater Executive Director.
The theater is going to look as close as we can make it to 1927. That's the idea, is to, you know, that is a historic space, modern patron amenities, safety and security amenities, production capabilities for shows, but it looks and feels like the Grand that you've always loved coming to.
The theater will shut its doors for renovations May through November of 2026 and 27, with the hope of reopening their doors by the end of 2027. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. With the month of May comes the deadline for people to secure a real ID driver's license or identification card. Starting May 7th, TSA will require people boarding a domestic flight or visiting a federal building to show a real ID or passport. The Wisconsin DMV has been offering the option to have a real ID or a non-compliant card since 2013. More than 64% of Wisconsinites already have a real ID. For those who want to upgrade to a real ID before their next renewal, Wisconsin DMV has an online tool to walk people through it. In most cases, people receive their driver's license or ID card within 7 to 10 business days. TSA does not accept paper receipt as proof of a real ID. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.